From Treasure Publishing, Edge of Eternity, a novel by Randy Alcorn. Read by Roger Marsh and Phil Ross.
The storm crashed upon me. The road was mud, my feet indistinguishable from the swirling goo that sucked me downward. My body dripped like a deep gash in a dark cloud. Why did my right arm feel so heavy? My right temple ached from a pressure I couldn't explain. I sensed a cold eye staring at me, threatening me, pushing itself toward me. Where was I? What was happening? How did I get on this road alone, bareheaded in this awful tempest? I remembered driving to my mountain cabin, and then the rest is a blur. My knees quaked. I couldn't tell ground from sky, earth from heaven. Help me, God, help! Catching myself, I groaned. Might as well be talking to the Tooth Fairy. I heard a violent noise like a huge canvas tarp whipping in the wind. I looked over my shoulder, then drooped to the ground in frozen terror. The sound was the flapping of giant wings on a reptilian creature with flared claws. It looked like a dragon. No, a flying dinosaur, a pterodactyl with dead eyes and jagged teeth. It appeared too heavy to fly, but it did, and it was coming for me. I rose from the mud and ran with the wind, but the beating of those wings grew until it filled my ears. I felt the blast of the creature's hot breath. I smelled 1,000 matches lit at once. Sulfur. I flailed my arms and fell again into the mud as the monster swooped down. As I tensed, the beast brushed over me. Was it playing with me? Terrorizing me before the kill? Those eyes, cold and brutal. Shark eyes.